Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to praise the name of the Lord. Good morning to all of you. This is the F5 service. F5 means fresh fire for family and friends. It's an honor and a blessing to have all of you. Christ assume you in Kamuna. I'm an from. All right. And I was here, Obi Ahuanfe. And I was telling the first service that this rain, I see it as a blessing because Accra, yes, she too much. Amen. Ghana is 67 years old, and this morning I was speaking to the nation just as we have done for the past, since 2016, for the past 8 years. Every Sunday before independence, we have a message for the nation. This morning, we are so blessed. My pastor and father, Nkotina UK Aburuchi, this is one family that took me, picked me up, and mentored me, taught me, helped me, and my father is here this morning. He's on a ministerial assignment to Accra. And then said he's going to visit us. I said, you can't visit us without ministry. And so this morning we are so blessed to be receiving Reverend Eric Asare. Sister, said the police, you walk up, Sergeant, Nick, inspectors, chief inspectors, so sana musrani nyamie jume munso etie. Biye wakume mu, this is a man of God. Senior man of God. This is my pastor. This is my father in the Lord. Will you help me as we welcome Papa to the altar? Are you clapping? Clap, clap, clap.
Praise the Lord. The last time we were here, there was a rainfall in this house. And Reverend Odru and myself, we were on the altar, if you could remember that. And today, the Lord has given me a word for you. Specifically for you. This year is going to be a serious year for those of you that would take the word of God seriously. Alabaster International Ministry, God has a word for you. What is the message? Somebody will just say to me, what is the message? Well, I'm going to give you the message. Are you ready for the message? The Lord sent me here this morning to tell you, tell my people that the Father Abraham was blessed not because of the sacrifice that he made with his own son Isaac, but he was blessed because he obeyed the voice of God. Before we sit down, put Genesis chapter 22, verse number 18 on before we sit down. Put it on. Let's see it. Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. This is one of the books that Moses wrote. Genesis chapter 22. Look at it. Verse number 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Listen, today, one of the prayer assignments that I'm going to give to you is that, Lord, open my ears to hear your voice. Lord, open my ears that I will not hear the voice of my parents, neither will I hear the voice of my friends, neither will I hear the voice of my uncles and aunties and friends, but Lord, open my ears that I will hear your voice. And I'm speaking about the voice of the Lord. In the book of Revelation, the Bible said that those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying. This is a serious year for serious Christians. And it's time for us to hear and to listen the voice of God. And I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that you will open your heart to hear what God is saying to the body of Christ. Can I hear the biggest amen? Oh, I said, can I hear the biggest amen? Before you say that, lift your right hand to the Father. Father, you have brought me here to speak your word. And I pray for my brothers and sisters that you have called to this ministry. And Lord, you said to me as I was waiting upon you that you have called them to Alabaster for a higher level of intimacy with you. This is not a place for people to just come and joke. This is a place of higher level. The Lord spoke to me that I should let you know that he has brought you to a place of higher level of intimacy. My friend, you are going to leave the zone of fellowship and go into the zone of intimacy where God will pour his grace upon you. And the Lord says that I have called Alabaster for a higher level of intimacy with me, saith the Spirit of the Lord, as it is written, that if you draw close to me, I will draw close to you, saith the Lord. Father, let your word sink into our hearts this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please, you may take your seat and give the Lord a clap of rain. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited to be in the house of the Lord. This is Alabaster International Ministry. Come on, let's give it to the Lord. Hey, give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Well, for those of you that have never seen my face before, I am your brother. Hallelujah. Even though I live in England, but my heart is here in this house. I watch this ministry every single day. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord forevermore. And I honor and salute the man of God in this house. Please help me honor the man of God in this house, Prophet Kofi Oduor. Oh, hallelujah. Make the loudest noise in the house of God. Woo! Papa, we honor you, sir. Please take your seat. And we cannot do that without honoring the woman of God. Hallelujah. Mama Rita has been blessed to have this handsome prophet in her life. And I was just telling her a little while ago that if you can live with this man, then I know the grace of God is upon your life. Because Empire Kesia is Kofi's dream, and he will drive you like hell. Hallelujah. So let's honor the woman of God. Let's honor the woman of God. Oh, come on. Give it up to Mama Rita in the house of God. Hey, come on. Give it up to her. Praise the Lord forevermore. Ah, and I'm glad you are here this morning. I honor all the men of God. Shall all the men of God be on upstanding, please? Can we honor all the men of God in the house? Let's honor all the men. Oh, come on. Come on, come on. Give it up to him. Praise the Lord forevermore. And also, I want to thank the Lord for you being here this morning. Give it up to yourself. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Since all the protocol has been observed, now we are ready to fly. Say to yourself, I'm ready to fly. Now listen to this. Prophet Kofi Odu has always been saying that when we come to the altar of God, it's not for madness. Have you heard him say that? Oh yeah. This is a serious place in the whole of Ghana to come to the altar of God. Because when we come to the altar of God, we receive God's blessing. Yeah. It's not just for the sacrifice, but for his blessing as well. So this morning, I want you to know that you are in a ministry where you have a man of God that has got a prophetic unction. Prophets, they carry three gifts. Three. Basically three gifts. One of them is word of knowledge. I said one of them is word of knowledge. And so when you have the gift of word of knowledge, you have that gift because you receive instructions from God. A prophet receives instructions. Information. Word of knowledge will bring the prophet to a place of information. So he receives information. Word of knowledge, he receives information. And then word of wisdom. When you have the word of wisdom, you receive direction. That is why we go to a prophet and we say, "Yepe akwantre," because a prophet can give you direction. So word of wisdom for direction. Word of knowledge for information. Besides these two gifts, they also have the gift of teaching. You cannot call yourself a prophet and you can't teach. They are teachers. They can expose. Exposition of the word of God. So they are teachers. So besides the teaching gift, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they can see. A prophet is a seer. They can see. And they can hear. A prophet can see and they can hear. And they can teach. So these three things, don't forget I told you. Hallelujah. This morning I'm just going to speak to us about levels of kingdom living. Levels of kingdom living. Remember, Jesus is a king and he resides in his kingdom. He is a righteous king. And I'm glad that Jesus is a righteous king. And he's not just a righteous king, but he's also a victorious king. Why am I saying he's a victorious king? Because death could not hold him captive. Oh, he gave his own life, and on the third day he took it by himself. And so death has no power over his life. Sin has no power over his life. God formed us. Sin deformed us. For those of you that are hearing this broadcast on television, on radio, let me tell you, God formed you, but sin deformed you. And that's the reason why we need a man that will come into the earthly domain and put man back from his deformation. And that's the reason why Christ came, so that me and you will be restored. Hallelujah. Because God formed us, he's a designer. Sin deformed us, that is disorder. Christ came and brought us transformation, that is deliverance. The scripture gives us information. So when I need information, I don't go to people that are my friends, but I go to the word of God, because whatever information that I'm looking for, I can find it from the scriptures. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to submit to you this morning that salvation that we have received from Christ is level one. Say with me, level one. Jesus spoke to a man by the name Nicodemus and told Nicodemus in the book of John that except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So see the kingdom. If you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Do you see that? You cannot see. So the kingdom must be seen. And the kingdom has a king. Oh, yeah. So you have to come to the place where you can see this king. He's a person. His name is Jesus. And we must see him. And as he is, one day he will come and we will see him again face to face. So Jesus told Nicodemus, unless you see the kingdom, and I'm telling you now, the kingdom must be seen. It must be seen. What do we see in the kingdom? We see his righteousness in the kingdom. I wish I had somebody to say amen to that. I wish I had somebody to say amen to that. We see his righteousness. We see his holiness. We see his power. We see his peace. We see his wisdom. And everything that pertains to the kingdom of God must be seen with your own eyes. It must be seen. It must be seen. So in level one, we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and that is good. We are just starting our mission with Jesus. So we are in level one. Salvation is level one. But we don't stay in level one. Praise the Lord forevermore. Look at your neighbor, tell them, don't stay in level one. Hallelujah. So we have to move on from salvation level. And the second level, the level two that we go to, is what I call transformation. You are saved, that is good. But your life must be transformed. You must have a change of life and live like Christ and talk like Christ and move like Christ and heal the sick like Christ and cast out devils like Christ, because your life is transformed. When I received Christ and my life was transformed, I began to think like Jesus. That is the reason why I can go to botanical gardens at the University of Ghana, Legon, and wait on God for 14 days, no food. There is a shed there. I will sleep there for 14 days. Oh, yeah. I don't go home. I do not go home. I will stay under that shed for 14 days, no food, water only. And I'll be waiting upon the Lord until the Spirit of God comes into that shed and speak to me. And then I receive his gift and I will go to Kolebu Teaching Hospital where the tuberculosis patients were. Oh, my friend, that's where Eric Asare will go. And I will go in there. And I will go and lay my hands on TB patients. Listen to this. TB patients, tuberculosis patients, you don't go and visit them. Because you can catch TB. But that's where I go. I'll go and pray and lay my hands on them. Why? Because my life has been transformed. I'm thinking like Jesus. I'm acting like Jesus. If Jesus could touch a leper and the leper could be cleansed, then my friend, the same spirit that is in Christ is in us. Same spirit. Same spirit. I say that the same spirit that is in Christ is in us. Same spirit. If Christ can touch the leper and cleanse the leper, the same spirit that he carried is the same spirit that I have received of him. And so I can go to Kolebu and touch the tuberculosis patients and lay my hands on them without sanitizer, without apron, and I can still walk out of the building and without catching tuberculosis. Can I hear the loudest amen? I said, can I hear the loudest amen? Your life must be transformed. That is level 2. In the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. Put it there. Let's see it. Level 2. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Look at it. I beseech you therefore, this is Apostle Paul. Beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is your reasonable service. What is Paul talking about? This is what Paul is talking about. Now watch me. Present your body as a living sacrifice. We come to the altar of God. And we present our bodies on God's altar. Lord, this is my body. I give all of it to you. Whatever you want to do in my life, Lord, do it. When I come from the altar of God, I have already sacrificed my body on the altar of God. Therefore, my body is no longer mine. That is why, friend, I came to let you know, since I was born, I have never spent a day of my life in any hospital. And I will never be. I will never be. I don't know how it feels like to be on admission in the hospital, because I have never been there before. And let me tell you this, for the rest of my life, I will never spend a day of my life in any hospital. How can you say this? In 1991, I was driving in the city of London, where I live. I had a serious accident. My car was right off. I should have been in the hospital for at least 3 months. I didn't even have a scratch on my skin. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people on this planet Earth, they have crazy faith. I have made a covenant with God. Covenant number one, so far as Eric Asare is alive, he will not spend a day of his life in any hospital. That's covenant number one. Covenant number two, so far as I remain here, all the 3 children God has given me, none of them will die. None of them will die. My first son will be 43 this year. My second daughter, she's married. She's giving us 4 grandchildren already. My first grandchild is in the University of Bristol, reading law. None of them will die. Let me give you a secret. I live in England. I'm not showing off. Queen Elizabeth lived 96 years. Listen to this. She never buried any of her children. She never buried any of her grandchildren. She never buried any of her great-grandchildren. And I said, Lord, if this woman could live and they didn't bury any of her children up to the 4th generation, I need to tap into this grace. Hey! I need to tap into this grace. And I'm not going to lose any of my children, not even my grandchildren, up to the 4th generation. Her husband was 99 years old before Prince Philip died. Queen Elizabeth was 96 years old before she died. Why should I lose my child? Listen, if you have ever lost your child, lift your right hand. Let me see your hand. Lift your hand up. If you've lost your child, come to me. Reverend, come. Anybody that has lost their children before, come quickly. I hear the Spirit of God say that I should do something. May it not happen to you ever It mustn't happen to you ever again. Father, I pray for these ones and their children's children that it may not happen to them ever again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Please go back to your seat. Hallelujah. Let me do this quickly. So level 2 is transformation. Level 3, let's go to level 3 quickly because of the time. We don't stay in transformation level and think that, oh, well, praise God, I have received salvation and now my life is transformed, so let me relax. No. No, say no. Level 3 is coming forth. What is level 3? Level 3 is empowerment. Salvation, transformation, empowerment. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. This is the reason why Jesus told the disciples, go into the city of Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. On the first day, nothing happens. Second day, nothing happens. On the third day, nothing happens. Up to the 10th day. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God showed up on the 10th day. In the upper room where they were seated. Hallelujah. And the Bible, look at it. Luke 24, 49. And behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. Tarry ye into the city of Jerusalem. Tarry. We have to tarry for the power. Church is power. That's why I will go to Legon Botanical Gardens and stay there. For 2 weeks, not going home until I tap the power. Until you are endued with power from on high. We must be endued with power. Shout power. Shout it again, power. Shout again, power. We must receive this kind of power. When the angel of the Lord appeared unto Mary, the mother of Jesus, he said, now hear this, he said, the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Are you here? The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Which means there are other powers. There are other powers. But the power that will overshadow Mary is the power of the highest. The highest form of power. We have received the highest form of power. I said we have received the highest form of power. We have received the highest form of power. Until you are endued with power, we must receive the highest form so that when you are flowing in the gift of the Holy Spirit, my friend, it's not some Kwekwianese story. The power we have is greater than Akonodi. Oh, I'm telling you, it's greater than Antoine Yama. The power we have received is greater. I am from the eastern region of Ghana, and I know Latte very well. And I'm telling you today that the power we have received is greater than the Akonodi bosom in Latte. Because we have received the power of the highest. And shout again, the power of the highest. You must be endued with the power of the highest. So that when you go and you meet the dead and the sick and the blind and the cripples and the lepers, when you touch them, because you are touching them with the power of the highest. Ah, Lord, help us to be empowered. Isaiah chapter 40, look at the scriptures. Isaiah chapter 40, look at verse number 28 to 31. Isaiah 40. Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Go to the next verse. He give us what? Say it. Say it again. Say it again. He giveth what? Power is what he gives to the faint. And then what happens? And to them that have no might, he increaseth them with strength. Go to the next verse. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, praise God forevermore. Ah, ha, ha, ha. I said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Look at the next verse. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Say with me, renew. Their strength. Hallelujah. They will renew their strength. They will renew their strength. Your strength must be renewed every single day of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and they will not faint. They shall walk and they will not faint. Hallelujah. They will walk, they will not faint. What is keeping them from fainting is because they have been empowered. What is keeping us of not fainting is because we have been empowered. Hallelujah. So level 3, don't forget, is empowerment. Can I take you to level 4? Are you sure? Do you want to hear level 4? Are you sure? Level 4 is character. Subai, your character must be like Christ. Character is level 4. And grace. Character and grace. And where would we get grace from? I will tell you, humility. So it's character and humility. Level 4 is character and humility. Let's look at 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Verse 20. Look at it. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. I want to be in the honoring position. I want to be honored. What will make me honorable is the character of Christ. The character of Christ is not the gift. It's not the gift. It's not speaking in tongues. It's not healing the sick. I'll be honored because of my character in Christ. God will give grace to the humble, and he will resist the pride. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Look at that scripture. Same, we're talking character. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Look at it. According as his divine power has given unto us how many things? That's right. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains unto life. Everything that pertains to life, he's given it to you. Including your healing. Oh, I said including your healing. Including not going to the hospital by heart. He's given that to you as well. Everything pertaining to life has been given already unto you. And then he says, and godliness. Did you see godliness? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to where? Glory. Even though we haven't died yet, but he has called us to glory. And the Bible said, and virtue. Virtue there is moral excellence. Amen. Moral excellence is what he has called us for. So we can't stay in church and misbehave. I said, we can't stay in church and misbehave. I cannot be in church and I know that I'm a married man and I'll be sleeping with guests. No, it's not allowed. It is not allowed. Because I want to walk in moral excellence so that I'll be honored by the Lord. Church means separation from the world. We are called unto holiness. We are called unto righteousness. We are called unto purity. We are called to serve God with all that God has for us. If God is holy, I want to be holy. If God is righteous, I want to be righteous. If God is faithful, I want to be faithful. He has called us for moral excellence. Hallelujah. Level 3 was empowerment. Level 4 is character and humility. Can I take you to level 5? Are you sure you want to go to level 5? But before we go to level 5, look at what he said in Second Peter chapter 3. Look at the next verse, verse 4. Look at it. Whereby he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of divine nature. Did you see divine nature? Me and you must be partakers of his divine nature. His divine nature is not telling lies. Hello. His divine nature is not going to tell a lie. No. His divine nature. Partakers of his divine nature. Oh, I am a partaker of his divine nature. I can't go and steal. I can't go and lie. I must walk in integrity. I must walk in honesty because I am a partaker of his divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Did you see? Let's go to the next verse quickly. And besides this, giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. That word virtue there means moral excellence. So we add to our faith moral excellence. Hallelujah. Add to your faith moral excellence. And to virtue, knowledge. Now, Peter is saying that we don't just have to be saved and that remain in salvation gear. We have to move on and add faith. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. You must be knowledgeable because God is knowledgeable. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. And then look at what he said, the next verse. Look at what he said. And to knowledge temperance. Be patient. And add to patience godliness. So these are the virtues. So it's not just faith. We must add patience. We must add godliness. And godliness, what is the next one? Go. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, what? Love. These are all things that must manifest in our lives as individual believers. Because we're talking character and humility. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. Let me give you Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 quickly and then I'll jump to the last one. Philippians 2:15. Look at it. Paul and Philippians chapter 2 verse 15. 2:15. Chapter 2 verse 15. Correct. That he may be blameless. Did he say blameless? That me and you must be blameless and harmless. Did you see those two words? You are blameless and you are harmless. Blameless and harmless sons of God. There are two characteristics that must be manifested in your life and in my life. Number one, blameless. Number two, I am harmless. I'm not here to harm you. Blameless and harmless sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you will shine as light in this world. Me and you must shine as light in this world, that ye may be blameless and harmless sons of God without rebuke in the midst of crooked and perverse nation among me and you must shine in this world. Because we are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Wherever light goes, darkness must give way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can I give you level 5? Are you prepared for level 5? Are you sure? All right. Level 5 is that me and you are called to do exploits in God's kingdom. That is level 5. Level 1 is salvation. Level 2 is transformation. Level 3 is empowerment. Level 4 is character and humility. Now level 5 is doing exploits in God's kingdom. Let's go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 11, 32b. Daniel chapter 11, 32b. Let's look at that scripture. I'm going to start from the 2B. The 2B starts with but. But when you say a lot of things and then but comes in, everything you have said before goes off. But the people that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. The people that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. The people that know their God, they will be strong. This year, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be strengthened. Your inner man will be strengthened by the power of the Holy Ghost. That as you are strengthened by the inner man, you will be bold as a lion. And wherever you go, you carry that boldness. Boldness to speak the word of God in truth. Hallelujah. The people that know their God, they'll be strong. So strength comes into your inner man. Your inner man must be strengthened, so that you will do. In God's kingdom, we do. Kachre oho se, yeye. Yeye niyama kese. We do ministry. We pray for the sick and we get them healed. We evangelize, we win souls for the kingdom of God. That is doing. When we see a poor person, we don't pass them by. We go to them and we support them if we can. Can I tell you this to close? My time is up. 15 years ago, in my brother's church, not too far away from here, I met a young girl. At that time, she was only 10 years old. She came to church, 10 years old. I asked her, "Where is your mother?" She said, "I didn't come with my mom. I came all by myself." "Where is your daddy?" He said to me, "My daddy had died the previous year." "And where is your mom?" "My mom had gone back to Upper East because that's where they come from."
and my mom is a blind woman. That day when I left church, I went home and I prayed. I said, Lord, how can I help this poor girl? The Lord said, take care of her. Take care of her. Take care of her. Take care of her. I said, Lord, I heard you. I will do exactly as you have said. I've been taking care of her now. This year she'll be 26 years. I was paying her school fees. Anytime we come to Ghana, I'll do her shopping. I'll buy her everything she will need. My friend, God has called us to support the weak. We are in His kingdom to support the weak. That is the work of God. Papa Eastwood will be in the Northern Ghana, Upper East, and he will build houses for widows and orphans. He takes care of them. Why would you think such a man will die early? I'm asking a question.
When will you go into your early grave? When you are looking out to serve somebody that is needful. They are needful. They need your support. And you closes your bowels of mercies and you shut it against them. That is not the Christ that I know. Blind Bartimaeus was in the city of Jericho and he heard about Jesus. Jesus was passing by in the city of Jericho. Never saw before. And he was crying out, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And blind Bartimaeus have never seen before. And the people around him told him to keep quiet. Shut up, because you don't matter. You are a poor blind person. And everybody around him was screaming at him, shut your mouth, because you don't deserve Jesus. I came to tell somebody. That is the reason why Christ came. He came so that the needful will be helped. He said to them, go and call him and bring him here, because that's the reason why I came here. I came here for the needful, those that are needy. That's the reason why I came. Bring him here. They brought blind Bartimaeus to Jesus. And guess what? That same day, blind Bartimaeus' eyes were opened. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that everything that has close your eyes, God should open your eyes to see. I said, God should open your eyes to see. I said, God should open your eyes to see. There is rain in this house right now. Be on your feet and let's begin to worship the Lord. Lord, lift those hands to the Father. I said, lift those hands to the Father.
Jehovah, Jehovah, now come for who did I come for? Hallelujah, Yehovah, Jehovah, who did I come for? Hallelujah. We have seen her yet in your toe. She will be conquered. si se yeme shere ha le hallelujah.
Now, if you are here and you haven't given your life to Christ, everything that I have said today will be meaningless to you. So if you are here and you want to give your life to Christ, I give you that opportunity to give your life to Jesus. You'll be saved. You'll be empowered. Lift your right hand if you are here and you want to give your life to Christ. Only those who want to give their life to Christ, lift your hand up. Let me see your hand up. Come to the front if your hand is up. Come quickly. Let's give them a hand as they come.
She would crown crown
Now, those of you that have come to the front, this is the best decision you have ever made for your life. The Bible says that with our heart we believe, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Today, I'm glad you came. I'm going to handshake you after we have prayed. And I pray that your lives will never ever be the same again. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this simple prayer with me and give your heart to Christ. Pray, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. You have called me out of the kingdom of darkness to come into your kingdom. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Touch my heart and transform me today by the power of the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me with your blood. You are the one that died to save me. It is written that you died and God raised you from his grave. And today I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Now, just stand there. I'm going to pray this prayer for you. Father, you brought me here to lead these souls to you. And I've just obeyed your voice right now. Touch their lives individually and bless them in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. 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 May you continue to serve the Lord and may the Lord bless you. May you continue to serve the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May the Lord bless you under the power of the
Before I ask the man of God to come, I want you to lift your right hand. I'm going to pray prayer with you, and then we are done. Father, every hand that is lifted in this house, let them walk in obedience to your voice. And I pray for them that as they obey you, you will bless them like Father Abraham was blessed. They will not lack any good thing in this life. In fact, you have already opened some doors for some of them to travel outside the country. And I pray that it will be manifested. Their children will go into the best universities of the land. Their businesses will prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that the hand of God will be upon you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May His peace be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you and I give you praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a clap of
Yasima.
How many people are blessed? What a powerful prophetic word. Are you clapping? Wow. You may be seated in the presence of God. This is my father, my pastor, Reverend Eric Asare. I have the privilege to meet their mother, who happens to be a pastor's daughter. And my father, they are four brothers, and they are all men of God. And Reverend Andrews Asare is in Canada. Their church, Omega International Ministries, if you are standing at Alabaster International School, you can see the Abra Sina. And then Reverend Eric Asare, and then Reverend Moses Asare. Pastor Moses, and then it turns out, I say, oh, Sabi Mano, my brother. And then Prophet Nanaya Asare. So they are four brothers, and they are all, you know, men of God. What a blessing. Ibi numuwi eburu nuyano. Ibi numuwi beriasi se wudi wi. Ibi aye ne seriously a ministry swamadi emaya se enwe juma enwe mobe yo wi asea. Ye wo girlswa. Ome jumane se, mi pinkuwa, be mama ye koko. Maye so. Me juma, ye mayasi ye juma. I saw a little video of a lady saying there, ye de, empina ni muani ye woku si se wiyase be kone wye. Ubiti asasi so na jene se. Or be chimp now, kusise wia sebe kone wie. You may feel it's funny, but it's sad. Oh, it is. It is. And so to have a family, Muna had the privilege to meet their mother whilst she was talking to me and she was alive. She told me a story how the father, that's their grandfather, worked for the Lord mightily and all that. And said, we didn't background and made a vow unto the Lord. People are making vows. is for God. We will save you all the days of our life. Here, wofa no mo tie kuro mu utabudu ya bodo so. Ubi a wo de ne ma she na mensa. Mema u shirabi amede meme na be mau omunye wadwuma. Reverend Andrews is in Canada. Reverend Eric is in London. Reverend Moses is in London. Prophet Nanai Asari is in London. Wadini manya meno baby yewu apija umu na kusisi. Ubiti me buruni yadina tuhui baharu mwa kusinifi. Koso burumi yafantuhui baharu. Ubi mana ya sofwa. And I happened to chance on a video of a man of God that Papa knows very well, Bishop Owe Bernard of Praise Valley Temple or Barachat Temple in Holland, Amsterdam. And he was preaching and saying that Asafono says, I watched the video 21 times. The same video. Repeat. It's a short video. He said, now the church has become a pray for me center. We don't confront sin anymore. Eternal life is not preached anymore. Everybody coming to church now wants to be prayed for. He said, who and where are the prayer warriors? This is why I'm saying this, because Papa used the word. We don't come to church to misbehave. And Owe Bernard also used that word. He said, we are now in church and politicians are misbehaving. Husbands are misbehaving. Wives are misbehaving. It feels like we are in a season of misbehavior. If you speak truth, you are not popular. And I was telling the day that the popularity he's talking about is not popularity to be known. He's talking about the popularity to be a favorite. Oh, go view the rep and I said, well, Kenya may ask him, but you know, but seriously speaking, yeah, the 10 men of God in Africa, see what I tell you, you won't pick up you. Oh, I know that. Midi Yesu jina okura. Na midi 10 men of God in Africa jina wa Yesu umfa. Mami njimi umfri. Yesu umfa. Because Yesu uchirinze unu. Straight. Yesu uchirinze unu. Mika in Matthew chapter 23, the whole chapter, na mihunze Yesu ampengwa siyasa. Jimmy, I'm going to say, hey, that Jimmy don't have everything. I mean, look at what my father said. He said, I worry. It will be messes. How can you go on hookup? Messes. It'll be messes. I'm lazy. I'm closing the service. It'll be messes. Position T, second T, we are seeing T, can T, phone in T. Oh, party about one. There are many girls in church. They phone. The better thing it draws is here because of it. Because of it. Oba, sir, Babu, cry when he be. And he found you here. A tree and his son on war was so was a fool. Bravo, I pray, I ask you, sir, will you have to break it? The Lord is blessing us, Pastor. The Lord is blessing us. Oh, was a fool. You refuse what to turn, I ask, but then so was she. to turn a yes answer. And my phone. The doctors are telling us that HIV, the whole of Africa, Ghana is number one. Not South Africa. Ghana. TDM no Ghana. A BLB Drubi Adwa Rodros. Funny as it is, many would die before their time. Yeah. When we see Senua Air Kosono, the whole Africa, Ghana is number one. I want to ask, why are we not talking about it? Why are we not? Boy, ya no dana ni when you su condom. It in person bisa say, eh, see, we are sure say wouldn't be. Eh, papa, sorry. Tuesday, Evesia. Wednesday, Reverend Eastwood is coming into the house for Reloaded 2024. Don't miss it. Wednesday is a holiday. It's 6th March. It's 67th Independence Anniversary. In the morning, Forest and Bible Kesia. Then in the evening, Reloaded. I started. So, no, it's serious. So, it's serious. Think I serve you, eh? Upon Grove Grand, your market. Sorry, man, go. Umgo. Yeah, we edge your offering. Tell me for the boy. I said, yeah, baby, I told Subisa. So, go for continuum to say, Sulu more to your mind. Somewhere back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But the baby, come and arrange this thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, when he came to the house on Thursday, the Lord was speaking to him and the Lord was telling him amazing things. We bow, sorry, we misbehave. We tear no as me, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I go pay a bit. So there is no discipline. O pebebia, o jimini reno, o peho. The Lord will lift you up, but o ti jimim, and somebody died for your salvation. Will be bleeding for you. Somebody paid the price for you to be born again. And you're free. Your redemption is purchased. There is a price on you. You've been bought with a price. You can't live loosely as if Noko is not happening. See, something is happening. But Jesus said, "One more bed no more born was sure. Obeji wonka. On found process, no. So you are born as you see a morning, and was one in a moon. Tuesday, na make up. They say, I'm sorry, not quite question, but sorry, I'm there, mobile, you go. Yeah, but then you don't need by it. Yes, I'm not sure. dog North Carnation. Aburuchire fue ye bia bia buffet was here. Jai North Carnation honabra. Oshene ye into my normal. That is what the real world has become. Papa ya wewu oda ho aja se ko we ni nyame nko die ani nyame nko onim ni wo ba bia won fa ni nye bi bia fufu ana mu ana ye bi tu za fi ba kugu ha oje no de akwese kona no asa bi jina ho no waje na furu no de nam nege agana ha ye wa sofro bibla na furu na furu die wo be die dino kre enti bi ganje no kre enji ni ba. But they are sorry that Mushiwi. And you buy a buy and all. Let's see who knows. Okay, I'm glad you and I am where you might have been on your destination. And now, girl, being where you are, Hannah, you become grown the girl for you. Hey, upon, sorry, sorry. What's the idea? Okay, you are affordable. And go for you. I bless your sacrifice. You will never run dry. Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Sing for the Lord.
Yehovah Yehovah Utina ya kamfo Utina ya kamfo. Amen. Alleluia.
Opportunity to thank God for the life of my pastor and father for coming to be such a blessing to us. Papa, Nami Shirawai. Nami, are you clapping, guys? Nami Unshirawai. For responding to the call of God for almost 50 years now. Thank you so much. Papa is going to be 70 years this year. Yeah, it doesn't look like it. But I think that he's been doing ministry more than many of the fathers in this country. Almost 50 years of service, honest service. Midi enipa bi se na Hebrews 13 verse 8 na babro kama sab. The Bible was making a submission. He said, remember them that have rule over you who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. That word conversation there is the word life. Considering the end of their life. Ubi kuchi ya preko upe one thing inipe biye somo ya sofu wa fa ye wogana fraud it was skin beauty usika webe toha webe babe kahu investment be business be ye ye gold deal fraud Kenya midi party said ye me papa be jina we u jina uhu se nyamie nu nyam wonso ye muni pa jin krofu sika ni ti papa nyami shira wai we are so edase that you have given get out of the good out of the thing let's welcome him on mercy now. Himana hina koche bihu benkaida midihu afi bihu hey papa,
thank you,
and we are praying that we can follow your footsteps. Ebi amodi ejuma na bidru no ebere mo hwesu oso na yeti midi akonka aminshira. We are done. The Lord bless you. Say amen. Nobody should meet Bible study. I want to see you at Reloaded with Reverend Eastwood from Wednesday to Friday. It's going to be special. Say amen. All right. You know, I'm going to give everybody an envelope today. It's Titan Sunday. All our friends online, thank you for joining us on XYZ Television, Rainbow Radio, and the rest of you. I'm grateful. The Lord bless you. Facebook, YouTube, thank you. If you want to join us, the numbers are on your screen. But from all of us, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, the breakthroughs becomes automatic. I will see you on Tuesday. Watch yourself and watch this nurse. This evening we'll be at the Disciple Nations Church at Darkuman. You can connect and the Lord will bless you. I catch you. Good morning.
Any car without brakes is a dangerous machine. If we are descending a cliff, ye one money and insanity mo, that's a car need the brake here. Amani huna tome, asema tome. Sheye, intimo sheye. Unyaska sheye, udihi sheye, uonyansa sheye, ujini sheye. Life works in that parameters. She, you're careful. You know, you are doing so be a dog. She, you know, you're a master. And there will be some. We're going to see what time for doors. Especially the people close. She, the enemy have cut people off because of Trimude. Sheye. Nantefutu obenda chenye. Don't mind who you are. A futu obenda chenye who you are. Say she foot to bend a chance. Nanka DA and a chance of to be catch out of your own carbonate. What did da or the da and the airball cocoa? Be very careful. Be very, very careful. We'll be going to a relationship at the end of chance foot to us. The end of chance. When you make Pasachem Majima. Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 1 to 3. We do verse 3 now. Was in it for who no bonnie here, beba. What in Waku Hinta? What be a manita ho? Who no bonnie here, beba. What in Waku see? Be very careful. Obi worry or your engagement. Nam perifono start no mood too far. The young person from Chile now said, be careful. I am Bajuma. and wa ware fufro ana ye na ba be ware enta de ba bru ma futu ye djuba said ye waka no o se teche de ma wo ye ye nipa akoe mu ade keto abi etufo akasie ne nketoa ye wo cha ketoa e shi akwa ye akasie ne nketoa to ano na reka wanui tono na reka hasembi wo ye nka ye careful. Has come for judgment to begin in the house of God, because the house of God have been turned into the den of thieves. The house of God have been turned into a pivot of exploitation, deception, manipulation, seduction. The house of God have been a place of ridicule. The house of God have been turned into laying grounds for charlatans to come and display their words. The house of God has turned into the place where we showcase and exhibit flesh and carnality. The house of God now has become the place where the people go to hear nonsense and madness. The house of God now has turned into the place where the people go.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.